You believe that there is one God who created all that is and called it good. You believe that God's good creature, man, was made in his image and likeness. But instead of mirroring God's image in the way Adam governed the world and related to Eve, man misused his capacity to choose. He misused his freedom. He created evil and distanced himself from the source of all that is, with death emerging as a consequence of his sin. You believe that God did not abandon humankind, but entered into a covenant with the Jews through whom all the peoples of the earth would return to their Lord. But the people chosen to be the light in darkness turned out to be part of the problem of darkness too, so much so that their leaders ended up rejecting the stone God provided to renew and rebuild the world. Yet you also believe that God is righteous and faithful. He did not dismiss the significance of sin, nor quit his covenant responsibilities, even though Israel did. In a shocking and unexpected way, he fulfilled both sides of the covenant by himself becoming a Jew who could authentically represent the chosen people and all humanity, being the light, the true image of what a human being is created to be, while also bearing the just condemnation and curse of death associated with our infamy. And you believe that because Jesus was faithful unto death, fulfilling our side of the covenant, he has been constituted through his resurrection by the Lord as the cornerstone of a new house, a new temple, a new worldwide family, into which you have been brought through God's Spirit acting in your believing and in your baptism. Being now in the Messiah, there is no condemnation for you, only the imperative to be faithful as Jesus was faithful, which is the great trait of this new house and family. You believe all of this by God's grace, and because it is true, anxiety is not fitting for you. For anxiety has to do with uncertainty of outcomes, with a lack of hope, with an undue reliance on yourself without recourse to God. God is faithful, and Jesus raised from the dead. You can know this is true. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There is no time or condition you can experience outside his providential care. This is why anxiety is not permitted for you. You are in the Messiah who is already raised from the dead, and his new life is at work in you. Sturdy your hearts and minds through prayer and petitions and thanksgiving to God. Speak with him. He is dwelling within you. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.